The Pre-Game Proverb, a biblical way to start the day. Here's John Rayner.
Get some interesting stuff in today's Psalms. We see a mix of prayer and praise from David the psalmist, who is writing today's scripture. Opening up Psalms chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of the marvelous things you have done. I will be filled with joy because of you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. Now, if we contrast these praises against our own thoughts, well, chances are we find ourselves praising our own selves and rarely finding time to praise God. Maybe a couple prayers in the evening before bedtime or meals. But sadly, man, us, in our fallen states, tend to worship our own selves and our own egos rather than God. A cursory look at Facebook shows all you need to know. We see a never-ending abyss of folks, including ourselves, patting ourselves on the back for something that they did, or maybe an accomplishment that their sports team had, all of which is sadly rooted in pride, the sin of pride. Well, today's Psalms point all praise away from man and towards God. And that should remind us, next time we accomplish a big project or are delivered from a major catastrophe or overcome an obstacle, rather than rushing to praise ourselves, we should think like the psalmist is here and direct our prayer and praises to God. And as the verse says, with all our heart, Christ tells us this too in the New Testament. He says, the greatest commandment of all, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. So today's Psalms, a good chance for some self-examination here and a poignant reminder that God should always be at the center of our affections. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Take care and God bless.
The Pre-Game Proverb with John Rayner. Look for it on all podcast platforms and have it delivered to your smartphone. The Pre-Game Proverb, proud partners of The Bar, the Biblical and Reformed Podcast Network.